For this Tuesday, March 10th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman reporting. Posey County Prosecutor's Office officials say no criminal charges will be filed in connection with an officer-involved shooting that happened back in January. According to a news release, Posey County law enforcement received a tip to watch for a blue semi-tractor trailer, unit number 299, traveling south on Highway 69. Authorities say the truck was believed to be carrying a passenger with active felony and misdemeanor warrants. Deputies later located the truck and conducted a traffic stop. Officials say the driver, identified as Laura Miley, who is Fleming's wife, followed officers' commands. She exited the truck and walked back to where law enforcement vehicles were positioned. Authorities say the passenger, identified as Blake Fleming, initially complied with commands to put down a gun and walk toward officers. However, investigators say Fleming then turned back, walked toward the firearm, and picked it up. At that point, two Posey County Sheriff's deputies fired their weapons, fatally shooting Fleming. He suffered multiple gunshot wounds. After securing the scene, deputies attempted life-saving measures until Posey County EMS arrived, but Fleming was pronounced dead at the scene. Posey County Prosecutor Thomas Clowers says a full investigation determined the deputies acted reasonably and made every effort to prevent the situation from escalating. An internal review by the Posey County Sheriff's Office also found the deputies followed all department procedures and protocols. A recipient of the Congressional Medal of Honor will soon be speaking at the University of Southern Indiana. The USI Foundation and the USI College of Liberal Arts will host a presentation by Medal of Honor recipient Donald Everett Ballard on Wednesday, April 8th at 6 o'clock. The event will take place inside Carter Hall. Ballard's presentation is titled Beyond the Battlefield, the Lifelong Service of Medal of Honor recipient Donald Everett Ballard. He received the Medal of Honor in 1970 for his actions during the Vietnam War, where he threw himself onto a live grenade to protect fellow soldiers. Organizers say his talk will explore the realities of frontline medicine during the war and how moments of courage shape a lifetime of service. After his military career, Ballard spent 3 decades serving in the Kansas Army National Guard, worked in law enforcement, and supported veterans and their families through his funeral homes. Event organizers say Ballard's life shows that valor extends far beyond a single act of heroism. Country music star Thomas Rhett will perform at Ford Center in downtown Evansville on August 20th as part of his newly announced The Soundtrack to Life tour. Tickets for the Evansville performance go on sale to the public this Friday at 10 a.m. Fans can access pre-sale tickets beginning tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. The Live Nation promoted tour features rising stars Connor Smith and Emily Ann Roberts as opening acts for the Evansville date. The tour follows the release of Rhett's latest deluxe album, About a Woman, which features 25 tracks and collaborations with artists including Blake Shelton and Teddy Swims. Rhett, an 8-time ACM Award winner and former Entertainer of the Year, has secured 24 number one hits over his decade-long career. The summer trek also includes stops in Louisville and Nashville. The Indianapolis Colts were busy on the first day of the NFL's free agency negotiating period on Monday. The team reportedly agreed to a major deal to keep wide receiver Alec Pierce, signing him to a 4-year contract worth about $116 million. The move keeps one of the Colts' top deep threats in Indy and could expand his role in the offense going forward. But the Colts also made a big change at wide receiver, reportedly trading veteran pass catcher Michael Pittman Jr. to the Pittsburgh Steelers as part of a roster shakeup during free agency. On defense, the Colts agreed to bring in edge rusher and former Tennessee Titan Arden Key to help strengthen the team's pass rush heading into next season. The Colts also made a trade on defense, sending linebacker Zaire Franklin to the Green Bay Packers in exchange for defensive tackle Colby Wooden. Meanwhile, the team lost defensive end Quiddy Pay in free agency after he reportedly agreed to a deal with the Las Vegas Raiders. The moves come as NFL teams begin the league's legal tampering period when clubs can negotiate with free agents ahead of the new league year, which officially begins tomorrow. Today in local college sports, USI baseball plays at Missouri at 1 o'clock. Evansville baseball travels to Cincinnati at 2, and Evansville softball is at Louisville at 5 o'clock. From the NBA this evening, the Indiana Pacers conclude their 4-game West Coast road trip in Sacramento versus the Kings at 9 o'clock. The Pacers have lost 9 straight games and are 15-49 on the year. That's news and sports for this Tuesday, March 10th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the News Anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Javin Redman. Enjoy your Tuesday. Your weather forecast is next.